Nolte, Top 51 Fake News Bombshells The Media Spread About Russiagate. By John Nolte on April 22, 2019. Here are the top 51 pieces of fake news the establishment media spread about the Russia collusion hoax over the past 2 years. And I describe this list as the top 51 because there is a behemoth of an iceberg lurking below. Since the release of the Mueller report last week, which, despite 2 years, $30 million, and a team of rabidly partisan left-wing investigators, found exactly zero crimes of Russia collusion or obstruction associated with President Trump and his campaign. One of the most bizarre results has been watching the media pat themselves on the back for the stories they believe they got correct. Imagine that. Imagine your industry is so broken and corrupt that all you have left is to point to what you believe you did right. This is like watching an airline pilot brag about the times he didn't crash. A district attorney point to the people he prosecuted who were not innocent. Or in the words of comedian Chris Rock, a parent boast about taking care of his kids. You're supposed to take care of your kids. And the media are supposed to get stories correct. But here is the media forced to brag on when they didn't crash the plane. When they did take care of the kids, which tells you something is horribly, terribly, ridiculously wrong. Hey, here are some examples of when we didn't mislead the country with disinformation. Check out this one below. Here you have a reporter forced to focus on the highlights of her outlet's reporting because the Washington Post got so much wrong she was able to quickly cobble together a list of those times the Post did not mislead its readers. While a list of what the media might have gotten correct is fairly easy to put together, no one will ever be able to grasp the tsunami of fake news Americans were buried under for over 2 years. The list below of 51 might sound like a lot, but it is a drop in the ocean when you recall the thousands and thousands of hours CNN, MSNBC, Meet the Press, This Week, PBS NewsHour, State of the Union, Good Morning America, Reliable Sources, and The Today Show devoted to anchors and pundits pushing the hoax that Trump colluded with Russia. Not to mention, millions and millions of establishment media tweets and Facebook posts. Rachel Maddow, Lawrence O'Donnell, Shepard Smith, Andrew Napolitano, Joe Scarborough, Chris Hayes, Chuck Todd, Joy Reid, Chris Matthews, Jake Tapper, Don Lemon, Chris Cuomo, Brian Stelter, Aaron Burnett, et al. Are alone responsible for thousands and thousands and thousands of hours of lies and conspiracy mongering. This list cannot begin to count the countless times these 51 fake stories were repeated as fact throughout other news outlets, social media, and thousands upon thousands of cumulative broadcast hours. What's more, this list of 51 can't begin to count the countless examples of fake news launched against Trump that have nothing to do with Russia. Desperate and deliberate lies involving fish food and ice cream scoops. Before we begin, credit where it's due. This list would not have been possible without the lists already compiled by Cheryl Atkinson, Glenn Greenwald, and Saurabh Amari. New York Magazine, McClatchy. Michael Cohen went to Prague. BuzzFeed. Trump directed Michael Cohen to lie, and Mueller has emails proving it. The New York Times. Paul Manafort passed polling information to Kremlin. Axios. Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein forced out. NBC News. Federal investigators wiretap Trump's personal attorney Michael Cohen, have recordings of Trump. Associated Press. Phony Russia dossier was initially funded by Republican group. ABC News. Donald Trump directed Flynn to make contact with Russian officials during the 2016 presidential campaign. Talking Points Memo. Russian social media company provided documents to Senate about communications with Trump official. CNN. Donald Trump Jr. conspired with WikiLeaks. Bloomberg and The Wall Street Journal. Robert Mueller subpoenaed Trump's Deutsche Bank records. ABC News. Former Trump campaign chairman Paul Manafort worked with Russia intelligence-connected official as late as December 2017. The New York Times. Trump Deputy National Security Advisor Katie McFarlane lied about another official's contacts with Russians. CNN. Trump's campaign was never wiretapped. NBC News. Manafort notes from Russian meeting referred to political contributions. The New York Times. 17 intelligence agencies concur Russia hacked the 2016 presidential race. CNN. Congress investigating Russian investment fund with ties to Trump officials. The New York Times. Former FBI Director James Comey says Attorney General Jeff Sessions told him not to call Russia probe an investigation but a matter. CNN. James Comey will testify he never told Trump he was not under investigation. NBC News. Putin admits he has compromising information about Trump. Politico, The New York Times, The Washington Post, CNN, AP, Reuters, and The Wall Street Journal. Trump fired Comey after Comey asked for additional resources for the Russia investigation. The New York Times. Numerous contacts between Trump campaign staff and senior Russian intelligence officials. MSNBC. Among others, a Trump family member will be indicted on February 8. The Guardian. Paul Manafort visited WikiLeaks' Julian Assange on three occasions. The Washington Post. The Atlantic. Then Attorney General Jeff Sessions lied about meeting with Russian Ambassador Sergei Kislyak. McClatchy. Michael Cohen really did visit Prague. CNN. Trump is lying when he calls Russia dossier phony. Fortune. RT had hacked into and taken over C-SPAN and C-SPAN confirmed it had been hacked. USA Today, MSNBC, Associated Press. Russia's hacked the election systems of 21 American states. The Washington Post, ABC News, CNN. Russian hackers penetrated U.S. electricity grid through a utility in Vermont. The Washington Post. More than 200 websites were routine peddlers of Russian propaganda during the election season. NBC News, MSNBC. Russia is the main suspect in the sonic attacks that sickened 26 U.S. diplomats. Slate. Trump created a secret internet server to covertly communicate with a Russian bank. CNN. Donald Trump knew in advance of the Trump Tower meeting. CNN. Mueller report will show Trump has helped Putin destabilize the United States. NBC. Russia supports Representative Tulsi Gabbard, DHI. CNN. Sessions failed to disclose meetings he had with the Russian ambassador. Vox. There's actually lots of evidence of Trump-Russia collusion. The Washington Post, The New York Times, NPR, Reuters, The Guardian, USA Today, CNN, BuzzFeed. Trump revealed classified information to Russians. The Washington Post. House Majority Leader Kevin McCarthy, RCA, said Russia paid Trump. Fox News. Mueller can show Trump campaign had a connection to Russian intelligence. MSNBC. Rudy Giuliani just told America that Trump's campaign colluded with Russia. The Washington Post. Evidence suggests Trump could be a Russian asset. NBC. Russians began hacking Hillary Clinton's emails on the day Donald Trump joked about it in July 2016. Mike.com. Russia spy visited Trump's Oval Office. CNN. Phony Russia dossier has been corroborated. NPR. Donald Trump Jr. lied under oath about Trump Tower deal in Moscow. NBC, The Hill, New York Daily News. Russia successfully hacked voting systems in a number of states. CNN. Trump is bonkers for claiming Hillary Clinton behind Russia dossier. CNN. Every intelligence expert, both under the Obama administration and under the Trump administration, agrees with the assessment that Russia attempted to interfere in the 2016 presidential election. BBC. Ukrainian president authorized an illegal payment of $400,000 to Michael Cohen for additional FaceTime during a June 2017 meeting with President Trump. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.